With chestnuts roasting on an open fire and Jack Frost nipping at your nose, a hot and spicy libation sounds mighty good at this time of the year. So we thought we'd turn once again to Tom and Patty Erd, the folks that run the Spice House, a chain of specialty shops in the Chicago area, some of the nation's most celebrated chefs buy freshly ground spices and seasonings from the Erds. But since Chicago has such a rich tapestry of ethnic cultures, the store also attracts a wide range of customers searching for the tastes of home, especially during the holidays. Tom and Patty join us now. What kinds of things are your customers buying now to spice up their specialty drinks?
Well, I think one of our biggest selling products right now is our mulled wine spice. And that's a combination of very, very fragrant spices that are used predominantly for baking, but at this time of year, we found that throwing them into hot toddies or mulled cider or mulled wine or even glögg seems to make our drink that much more delicious.
What's in that?
There's a lot of variations of mulling spices, but ours has several kinds of cinnamon, allspice, cloves, and a bit of mace, is it, Tom?
It's mace and cinnamon, yeah.
And what about hot toddies?
Basically, you usually have whiskey, and we're sweetening with a little bit of honey usually, and then we're flavoring with basically the same spices that we're using in the mulling wine.
Now, do you have a recommendation for someone who might want a hot toddy but a non-alcoholic version?
I like mulled cider. Mulled cider is just great. You know, it's a mulling spice in a muslin bag or in a tea ball, and you get it real nice and hot. You put a cinnamon stick in it in a mug. Or in England, they would call it a noggin. That's the origin of eggnog.
Now, I'm from Minnesota, a part of the country where people celebrate the holidays by drinking something called glögg.
Scandinavian.
Ah, yahe.
Basically, a Scandinavian version of mulled wine. And what we find interesting is in Scandinavian countries, especially for holiday baking and cookies and breads, cardamom is a very important spice. But we've also read recently that part of the original use of cardamom was that it tended to fight off colds, bronchitis, and fevers. And these are all basically winter ailments. So doesn't it seem quite logical that you would add this to your hot glögg?
Do you find that some of your customers who come in as they prepare their holiday feast have introduced you to new things and new drinks and beverages and libations?
I think that's very true, and what I find interesting, especially at this time of year, is everyone is making traditional holiday cookies that have been passed down for generations. So yesterday we had a customer that was buying aniseed, and I said, oh, you must be making the Italian cookies, and she said, no, I am making Greek cookies. They are infinitely better than Italian cookies. So every culture has their preferences, but they probably taste almost identical, I would actually guess.
Or people are coming in and asking, well, how many cloves do I need to make 3 pomanders?
Pomander is a thing that you hang in your closet or maybe in the hallway of your home where the cloves are pressed into an orange or a lemon and attached to a string or a pretty little bow sometimes. Is that what we're talking about?
It's a really fun craft, and it's a great craft for children to do. They do need a little patience, but part of the reason we tend to perfume things is when we go back in time before we had showers, the more fragrance you could put into a room where many people were going to be joining in a celebration, the more pleasant the experience was. And what we find really interesting is when you go back all the way to the birth of Christ, what were the 3 wise men bringing him besides gold, but frankincense and myrrh, which are basically perfumes that you put into the fire, and that just gave a wonderful scent and fragrance to the air and everyone around it. So the olfactory goes back to the birth of Christ.
Tom, Patty, it's been great talking to you. Have a wonderful holiday.
And happy holidays to you, Michelle.
Have a very tasty feast.
Tom and Patty Erd run the Spice House, a chain of specialty stores in the Chicago area.